What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Vossie.
Nicho Hynes, we've been talking about his stunning performance last night at Kogra, where Vossie gave him a 10 out of 10. He's now rejiggled that to a 9.75 because he missed a tackle on Ben Hunt. But otherwise, it was pretty good from him, wasn't it?
Oh, Brandy, I thought it was stunning, to be honest. And coming back from a calf injury, boys, as you know, it's not. They're tricky ones. Like, it wasn't a shoulder problem that, you know, that needed mending. Calves can play up, and the Sharks took the long road with Nicho Hynes. There was a temptation to play Hynes last week against the Raiders. The Sharks obviously went down in the end to the Raiders. They played the long game with Hynes, and geez, didn't it play off? Honestly, I've never seen. Well, I just can't recall. In more recent times, a player having such an immediate effect on the entire team. Everyone in the Sharks lineup looked a better player for Hynes being out there. And you have to keep reminding yourself that Hynes is still largely in his infancy as a halfback.
He's only 12 months in, Dave.
We had a text this morning, Dave.
We had a text from a Cronulla fan, and he said, Nicho Hynes is the best player we've ever had at the club. He said, because we've never had a player like him that can control a game and have an impact like he did. He said, with all due respect to Gal and ET, but Nicho's something special.
Yeah, maybe Gavin Miller. Gavin Miller had a lot of influence.
He's a good player, Gavin Miller.
The Sharks. Tommy Bishop was another great name down at Cronulla. But I racked my brain as well, to be honest, of trying to think of another Sharks player that could instantly turn the entire team into a better team. And that's certainly what Nicho Hynes did last night. Guys, there's an interesting subplot in the background going on, and it is Nicho Hynes' contract. Because the last thing, as we're seeing across the game, let's just consider for a moment that the Sharks were to lose Nicho Hynes. He's available on the open market from November 1, but I can tell you those negotiations with the Sharks are deep. They are very, very close to extending a new deal for Nicho Hynes at the Sharks. It will be a long-term deal. They're nutting out the length. It'll be around 4 to 5 years, but it is pressing forward in a very positive fashion. And I would only say, given what we saw last night, whatever he earns, it'll be justified because of his influence on that Sharks team.
Yeah, look, there's a comparison with a player and Joseph Swalihi, what rugby union have got. Nicho Hynes is the complete package. He speaks so well. You can put him on billboards. He makes people want to watch, young and old, female or everything. He ticks every box. Yep. Swalihi has talent, but he's not in the playmaking position of Nicho Hynes. Nicho Hynes, goal kicker as well. Like, you know, throw all that in. Yeah. Nicho Hynes would be an investment at $1.6 million, and you say we're probably getting value. You can't. What rugby union have done with Swalihi, and I know we're going to talk to Tim Horan about it later. That's outrageous money. You know, it's great for Joseph, but it's outrageous investment by rugby union if they're trying to go further. And Hynes will be proof of that. Ben Hunt. The post-match press conference last night was very interesting. Anthony Griffin spoke for the first 30 seconds, and it was all Ben Hunt, wasn't it, David?
Yeah, look, it was. I found it very interesting, Vossie, because it was the first time that Ben Hunt had been asked about the decision in relation to the Dragons management making this call on Anthony Griffin. One, telling him that we will be pursuing other options. Two, oh, at least gauging other options. Not pursuing, but we're having a look at other options just in case you don't work out, which is the greatest fence sitting I've seen in a long time. And then secondly, the discussion around Anthony Griffin needing to reapply for his job. Now, Ben Hunt was specifically asked about the timing because earlier this year, Ben Hunt came out publicly declaring that he wants Dragons management to hold off as long as possible, i.e. the back end of the season, before making a call on Anthony Griffin. Well, he certainly voiced his disappointment last night. He said it's very disappointing. It's not going to go away now in regards to the speculation, and I feel sorry for him. Now, I found the fact that Ben Hunt described management at St. George Illawarra, their decision to go down this path, and he described it as disappointing. This is my concern, that the decision by the hierarchy at Saints is now impacting the dressing room. And the players, I get it, fans will say the players have got a job to do. But success starts in the front office. And when players don't largely agree with the way that the direction of the club is going, there's drama. I've seen it happen 100 times before. And it, unfortunately, I can only say last night's performance, it's easier for those players to hang their heads and maybe give up on a play if St. George Illawarra management are making decisions that they believe, players believe, that they may be giving up on a season already as well.
Mm. Yeah, I know Ben Hunt and Anthony Griffin are close, but when you've got the captain coming out and speaking against the management, that's dangerous ground.
Yep.
Dave?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Agreed, Brady.
And then it could sweep right through the playing group. Aaron Woods and the Seagulls, is it a done deal?
Yeah, look, I believe this will be ratified either today or tomorrow, guys. It's an immediate player swap. Aaron Woods hasn't been getting any game time, largely at St. George Illawarra. He's been playing in the New South Wales Cup. Manly looking just for a little bit more experience in their pack. You take out Jake Trbojevic, and they have a really quality forward pack, no doubt. But they are young and they're raw, and looking just for a little bit more dressing room experience. And Aaron Woods, they believe, can fill that void through an Origin period, perhaps, and do a job. And it'll be an immediate player swap for Alec Tuatavaki, a young forward from Manly. He's actually the nephew of Solomon Homono. So a very talented young forward. And the other one's Viliami Fifita. If there's a pick of the two, it's Fifita. He's an extremely powerful, hard-running young forward. And I expect this to be ratified in the next 24-48 hours, guys, and with Woods to be at Manly training later this week.
And Dave, quickly, Jack White, do you think he's got some problems?
Yeah, I think he does, guys. Firstly, there's an issue with a high shot on Lachie Miller in yesterday's match that'll go under the microscope of the match review committee. And then the one that he was sent to the sin bin for, late shot on Jackson Hastings, clipping him under the chin as Hastings was kicking. I think that's certainly one of the match review committee will put under the microscope. We'll get the charge sheet early this morning. It'll be a big blow, guys, if Whiten is rubbed out. They play the Panthers this week. And we know Jamal Fogarty also missed yesterday's game with a stomach bug. So it would be a big blow if Whiten's rubbed out, guys.
All right. There we go. Thank you for that, David. We will follow all the stories. Rugby League never sleeps. It'll be on all day, and the Telegraph website is a great start point to stay in touch with all the Rugby League news. Good man, David.
Thanks, boys. Go well.
See you, Dave.
This one, just on a text as we go to a break, this is Mad Dog. Is it from Bongaree? Is that, you ever heard of the place? Bongaree? I'd have to look that one up. It's a total unknown place, but he's a long-time listener and a first-time texter on the Edgewater Homes text line. So thank you, Mad Dog. It's up in Bromby Island. Great show. Few points. Saints should get rid of Millwood, replace with Nathan Brown. You need a young coach with new ideas. The obvious would be young Ryles or Hornby. Now, I'm a little confused about that text. It's great to have a long-time listener and a first-time texter. But what are we talking about?
Millwood is obviously their recruitment.
Yep.
And he's talking about replacing Millwood.
So put a Nathan Brown as like a coaching consultant at the head, ahead of football, and then go younger coach.
Well, ahead
underneath
of football and part of their recruitment, yes. Yeah, part of the head of their recruitment team.
take on that take that on board. Mad Dog, thank you for that. 22 after 7, breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on SEN, 11:70 a.m. in Sydney. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 11:70 a.m. in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.